Radio Lost Discs, Radio Lost Discs, Radio Lost Discs, Radio Lost Discs, Radio Lost Discs.
Hi everyone, this is Tony Perkins. I see your favorite DJ is ready to spin a record.
This is the place.
Lost Discs Radio.
I'm here to inquire about your spoons.
What? Yeah!
Yeah, man, it is. Yeah. Hey, that's funny. Apparently, tonight on the Lost Discs radio show, kicking it off with the incredible sounds now of Jim Gillette and the Train to Satanville. Okay, man, off the Musicon Records label out of Hollywood, California, 1959 action on that. Can you believe that, folks? Here we are live tonight on October 28th of 2005. Yeah, the studio... Studio's full of people and you know, ne'er-do-wells and all those kind of rebel-rouser types. And the whole thing of it there, folks, it's going to be one of those kind of nights because tonight marks our fifth. Now, I want you to count it. Fifth Halloweener Spectacular. Dr. Doug Brown is on board for the Halloweener Spectacular. Go ahead, Doc.
Yo.
You're going to blow out the board.
Yo.
Go ahead, Doc. Tell us how you really feel.
Kicking it, yo. My musical costume. You know?
Yeah, what'd you do?
I'm kicking it, yo.
You got the...
kicking it, yo, on a Seon 104 megahertz, 51010. You know what I'm saying?
Well, all right.
Listen, I got my boy Bobby Ice Cream.
Yeah?
I got my shorty T-Bone.
You're in the house?
Listen to me, Waterbury Crew.
You're out of the hood.
Oh, yeah.
You got your hood on?
I'm all in. I'm all up on that.
Oh.
In that. Yeah, I even got my hoodie on, because I'm from the hood.
All right.
I'm not Dr. Doc Brown.
No.
Call me the freaking doctor.
All right. Well, it's... We'll see how many, you know, curse words we can say over the air tonight before
I
the show's
freaking, up. Man.
Yeah. All right. Now, Doc...
It's Halloween.
Doc, I get it. Doc, we're gonna keep things moving tonight, but I want people to know that if they want to get in on the Halloweener action, they should send us an email. Because first of all, here's the problem: we're doing the show, you know, on WBCQ, right? Yes, I'll be drinking more beer. Don't forget. And it will not affect my speech any more than it already has.
40 dog, yo.
That's a guarantee. So what happened?
40 dog is Schmitz gay, yo.
Yeah, some guy came in the studio tonight. He hands me a thing of Schmitz. Now, we've been drinking Schlitz beer for the past month here at the studio, but we finished that off, right? And we figure when you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. This guy shows up with a six-pack of Schmitz. Watch it, man. Schmitz. Okay, the only problem with Schmitz beer is there's one too many M's in the name. All right, now, the thing of it is people in where we actually, on WBCQ, you know, they got the transmitters out of Monticello, Maine, USA. And studios here for the Lost Discs radio show are in North Haven, Connecticut, USA. Well, here's the problem. We got a propagation of the signal on the shortwave radio is like skipping over the Connecticut area right now. Okay, we're on 7.415 and 5.110.
Yo, man, you're tripping me out with scientific lingo.
Kilohertz. Kilohertz.
Get back to the music, man.
Shortwave. And the problem is that we don't get the signal. So we want to know, where are you tonight and where are you hearing this program? Because the people in the studio are sitting around like, well, if we can't hear it, then what's the, you know, we don't, who's hearing it, right? So you got to prove that somebody is hearing this. Auto B Shot is in the background and Trixie is over there. Their wise-ass mouths are going off because they say that they can hear the show. We want to know who's hearing it on the shortwave radio. So email us tonight if you've got capacity on the computer, because the computer is the only way you can send emails these days. So you get on the thing and you type it up like this, lost@wbcq.us. All right? Now, come on, people. lost@wbcq.us. .us. You dial it up tonight and we will shout back at you next time we stop the show, man. I don't really want to stop the show, but I think you'll like to know if you emailed in that we heard from you tonight. In the meantime, here we go. Oh yeah, man. It's going to be Brian Auger and the Trinity tonight. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. With lead vocals from none other than Julie Driscoll herself, man. Because, you know, it is the season of the witch tonight on the Lost Discs radio show.
Strange, it sure is strange. What's the matter? Didn't you like my little composition?
Hey, it's Dr. Doc Brown.
Because I'm scared of letting you touch me.
The Lost Discs Radio Show.
What? We said it right?
When two or more musical tones are sounded together, their blending may sound unpleasant or dissonant, like this.
You stand on the table! The rugs creep up the legs! Tiny green lobsters throw spider's eggs! You yell! You holler! You scream! Oh no! The lights go out! The clocks stop! Sounds diminish. The bottom is top. You yell. You holler. You scream. Oh no! Your song. You yell. You holler. Oh, you scream. Oh, no.
Lost Discs Radio. It's on.
There's a perfectly rational explanation for all this.
I'm an angry man, I sing an angry song. Tell you, honey, it won't be long. Well, I'll pack my bags, get out of here with my guitar and a case of beer. Well, I'm going north and I'm going south. Tell you, honey, better shut your mouth. Well, I'll kick your head from here to hell. You better know I can do it well.
Midnight train, rambling, rambling all night long. I'm a gambling, gambling, losing all my money, but it really ain't funny, hon. Midnight train, rambling, rambling all night long. I'm a gambling, gambling. Tell you one big way, better be moving on.
Well, I really don't know where I'm going for sure. Ain't got a map and ain't no tour. I'm just heading out for the open sky. Who knows, I might even die. Well, don't you worry your pretty little head. I never give a damn what I did or said. That's why I'm packing and leave this place. Can't stand looking at your cheating face.
Midnight train, rambling, rambling all night long. I'm a gambling, gambling, losing all my money, whatever really ain't funny, hon. Midnight train, rambling, rambling all night long. I'm a gambling, gambling, tell you what, baby, well, you better be moving on.
Well, you treated me like a little boy, and you played around like I was a toy. Guess you thought I've had the blues. Look who's crying, guess you lose.
Midnight train, rambling, rambling all night long. I'm a gambling, gambling, losing all my money, whatever really ain't funny, hon. Midnight train, rambling, rambling all night long. I'm a gambling, gambling, tell you what, baby, well, you better be moving on.
Midnight train, rambling, rambling all night long. I'm gambling, gambling, losing all my money. Well, it really ain't so funny, hon. Midnight train, rambling, rambling all night long. I'm gambling, gambling. Tell you what, baby, well, you better be moving on.
Midnight train, rambling, rambling all night long. I'm gambling, gambling, losing all my money. Well, it really ain't so funny, hon. Midnight train, rambling, rambling all night long. I'm gambling, gambling. Tell you what, baby, well, you better be moving on.
It's about that time, better be moving on. Get out of here, you better be moving on. That's all she wrote, you better be moving on.
Lost Discs Radio.
This is Buster here from the one-stop shop and drop market with a special, special. It's Dollar Days here at one-stop shop and drop market. Yeah, October 30th is a special time of year. You know what tonight is. All right. Well, here at One Stop Shop and Drop Market, we have a biggest dozen of eggs, $1, an 18-pack of double-ply toilet paper. This isn't the stuff you find in the bathroom at the dorm. This is a real double-ply Cottonelle thing there. $1 for an 18-pack. You talking about a brick of soap? A brick of soap. That's 8 bars of soap. No joke. $1.
What?
Yeah. You know the barber salt, the stuff when you're shaving? Not the stuff that burns. The stuff that goes down nice and good, and it kind of makes it easy to write up. Anyway, that's a 4-pack of barber salt. $1! We got a half a dozen of easy fried chickens. Who knows what you're going to use those for, but a half a dozen of them, $1! And for those of you out there in Western Pennsylvania, we got half shucked corn. A double pound. That's 2 pounds of half-shucked corns. We got people that are on the tic-tacky, the corn people that help bet mischief mongers. It's all about tonight. $1.
Where?
That's a one-stop shop and drop market in South Hole. Don't go too crazy, folks.
Lost Discs Radio.
Can they be killed? I don't know, Lieutenant.
They are the living dead. They're zombies.
Can you believe that, man? Ladies and gentlemen, can you believe this tonight on the show? incredible sounds now of The Salt, giving us Lucifer. Yes, it's called Lucifer. And we're spinning that tonight off the Warner Brothers Records label for our Halloweener Spectacular, the fifth. Yes, this is our fifth of our Halloweener Spectaculars. That's how long we've been on the air, folks. If you've just been digging us recently, well, man, you missed a lot of action. Hey, before that, it was Mickey and Coco Dolenz with The Midnight Train. And before that, of course, The Driving Stupid. The one and only Driving Stupid, giving us the reality of air-fried borscht. And that's with borscht with a K. And, of course, we kicked off that set with Brian Auger and Julie Driscoll and the Trinity with their Season of the Witch version there, man. Hey, we've heard in from a bunch of people tonight. We are live on October 28th of 2005. We've heard in from Maryland. That's Cosmic Debris and Jane in Maryland. Tonight, they're digging it on the 5.110 kilohertz transmitter from WBCQ. Dig this from Chris Augustus now in Eastern Tennessee. Now listen to this. Chris Augustus was, now listen to this, folks. Yeah, listen to this, folks. Chris Augustus last week was checked in to the, are you talking? Auto Be Shot, you gotta dig this. I'm sorry. I know I'm putting the pressure on Auto Be Shot. He gets very nervous at times like this. He admitted so earlier today. But Auto, you gotta hear this because you're gonna appreciate this. I want you to give a dude, I want, talk amongst yourselves then. No, Chris Augustus in Eastern Tennessee was checked into the Acuff Motel in Jasper, Tennessee last week, listening to 7.415 Digging the Lost Discs radio show. And Auto Be Shot wants to know, what were you doing there? People?
That wasn't Auto Be Shot. That was another
guy. No, this is a guy named Chris in Augusta, somewhere in Tennessee. Okay. And so anyway, let's keep moving on. We don't wait. Who, Lord knows what the guy was doing. You can go back to your storytelling. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. And who else? Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota. Of course, he's digging it. But he's digging it. He's digging it also on 5110 kilohertz on your shortwave dial, folks. No one is getting any signal on 7415. A lot of noise there tonight, folks. You know the solar flares are kicking in. Hey, Rabishu in Western Texas catching it. All right, he's catching it on 7415. Catching some groovy tunes, and his bong is loaded. His bong is loaded. His bong is loaded.
One more time.
His bong is loaded. Now dig this. Here's a guy named Chris. Chris Platts in South Carolina. Okay, digging it in Columbia, South Carolina tonight. Now he's getting. Now dig this. He's getting it on. I don't know what he's getting it on, but
what?
But Chris.
What?
No. But Chris Platts is giving out a shout out. All the way from South Carolina to Trixie. Trixie. Trixie says her bra is on the wall. That is no lie, ladies and gentlemen. Trixie's bra is hanging on the wall in the studio tonight.
My bra is on the wall. My bra is on the wall.
Yes. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, tonight it is true. We're live. Once again, if you want to get in on this email action like these folks all over the place, you get on the computer there and you type it in, lost@wbcq.us. I'm talking lost@wbcq.us. Man, it's .us. That's us. That's you and me. All right. Dr. Doug Brown, are you prepared? Because we're just about to dig something else that's groovy, unless you got something to say.
No, I'm not. I was waiting for a challenge. Is that coming in upcoming weeks?
We'll something, do that next week.
We're going to do that next week.
You're,
all right.
Yeah, you're talking about
you know what, by the way, I had to take that costume off. It was too heavy. I don't know how they breathe in those hoodies and all that stuff.
He took his hood off.
The people who wear them.
Them folks. All right.
The Jews.
The people, yeah.
All right. No, come on. No, I did.
Yeah, the people that wear that stuff.
I'm not trying to be funny. All right, here we go.
Feel like a midget hanging from my necklace.
Hey, Doc. Doc, did you bring your instrument tonight?
Well, oh, yeah.
Can you, Doc?
I never leave anywhere without my instrument.
Doc, I want Dr. Doug Brown to get out his guitar there and lay down a little bit of.
Not a guitar.
What is it?
It's not a guitar.
It's a friggin' ukulele.
Please use the proper terminology.
Go ahead.
It's a mandolin. All right?
I was hoping. That was anticlimactic. All right. Doc, I want you to lay down some Halloweener.
Hold on, I got to tune up a little bit.
Theme. All right, tune it up there for you.
Just about got it. Hold on.
Okay, come on, get it.
All right, I'm
get it, get it, get it, get it.
I almost got... there we go. All right. How's that?
Yeah!
How's that?
Yeah!
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Hey. Doc, can you go any faster?
I go faster. I go faster like this. Come on, I'm going. Come on.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, Dr. Doug Brown playing for you.
Thank you. Hey.
He's playing live in the studio for you folks tonight on his mandolin. He brought it in for our Halloween. He brings it on special occasions, don't you know? Now, speaking of special. Yeah, it's a special tonight here on the Lost Discs Radio Show. This is Jim E. Knight sitting in with you. Dr. Doug Brown is sitting in with you. Otto B. Schott is in the house. Woo! Trixie is over there. Woo! Dr. Bob Dabalina in the house. Okay. Now, I'll tell you what, who else is in the house, and here we go. Dig this action, folks, because here it comes tonight on the show, man.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Jesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Men are drawn to her.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, our college intern, Chesty, is here to give you her latest chick pick of the week. All right, go ahead, Chesty. What's up tonight?
Tonight is Which Girl is the Witch Girl? And, Jimmy, you know Which Girl is the Witch Girl, right?
Whoa. Well,
I think...
All right. Go ahead. What are we going to spin this? What can you tell us about this group? You pulled this one out.
You know, it's Australian, so it's hot. Okay. It's hot.
Yeah, because they're going into summertime down there right now, aren't they, in Australia?
Yeah, so, it's the opposite of here, so.
So this is hot. All right, so here's
a question before we spin it.
Yeah, come on.
When you play this record, do you have to play it the opposite way on the turntable? Like when you flush the toilet, it goes the opposite way?
Yes, the turntables spin counterclockwise in Australia. That's true. We're going to put it on reverse here for you. Here we go, folks. Sure enough, it is the incredible sounds now of the Mysteries. Yeah, Chesty's chick pick tonight for the Halloweener Spectacular.
Halloween safety tip number 2. Your little kitties are gonna look great in our lifelike Halloween costumes. But before you dress him or her up as Chuck Norris from Walker Texas Ranger, just beware that any little flying embers from an ill-placed sparkler could lead to a flammable industrial-sized meltdown. So, button them up and save the sparklers and cherry bombs for Independence Day.
Lost Discs Radio.
A thrilling new idea in spook shows.
Phenomenon occurs because sound waves that have been reflected from the walls interfere with sound waves that are coming from the loudspeaker.
Well, you listen, and you listen well. You're damaged merchandise, and this is a fire sale. And you walk out of here, and your reputation won't be worth 15 cents. You'll do as I tell you. Do you hear? You'll do as I tell you.
Hubert Cumberdale. Fancy seeing you here.
Reality is a bad trip. Love is beautiful.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides.
Lost Discs Radio.
Think of things so horrible that the human mind cannot imagine them.
I have a drug here, LSD. Perhaps you've heard of it.
Of London late at night,
the Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
with a little black bag that's oh so tight,
the Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
he's got a big black cloak hanging down his back,
the Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
well that's a one bit cat I just hate to fight,
the Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
well it won't the street, ever get him, it says your name, the blood.
Jack the Ripper, the Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
When she walks down the street, he's never far behind.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
with his little black bag and his one track mind.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
will he really catches up when the lights go down?
The Ripper.
At the time he starts his dirty shove around.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
When he walks down the street, ever get him, it says your name, blood.
Jack the Ripper, the Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Scotland Yard will never catch him, cause he's a much too clever.
He's much too clever.
But if they do, man, they'll get leather, yeah.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper, the Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
With the streets of London can never save.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Whenever Jack the Ripper ever shows his face.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
So you pretty little girl, let's take my advice.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
And don't walk the streets of London late at night.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Well, he walks down the street, and the girl he meets says your name, blah, blah, blah.
Jack the Ripper, the Ripper, the Ripper.
Yeah.
I have a drug here.
I particularly am not here to promote marijuana.
Lost Discs Radio.
You can't hear it, but I can.
Riding around all over town, looking for hoods and tracking them down. And a bad old view, double old bad old view. Under the hood, the engine is good. Boom, 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 boom.
Hi there, this is Tony Perkins of RCA Victor Records. You know what? This show makes mighty fine listening. Sort of a little bit of something for every mood you might happen to be in.
Lost Discs Radio!
I like it when the red water comes out. I like it when the red water comes out of my...
Come on in and join the fun.
Did you know that mental illness claims more victims than any other disease?
Lost Discs Radio!
That's right. One American in every 10 is suffering from some disabling mental or emotional disorder.
There was an old man that lived in the greenwood. Nobody knew him or what he had done. But mothers would say to their children, beware of Mad John. John would sing with the birds in the morning, laugh with the wind in the cold hand of night. But people from behind their curtains said he's not quite right. John had it sussed. He was living the life of a tramp. Yes, his bed was the cold and the damp, but the sun was his friend. He was free. So here was a wise one who loved all the haters. He loved them so much that their hate turned to fear. And shaking from behind their curtains, the loved ones would hear.
Been here. I've been trying to capture a wolf to extract his glands.
Let me tell you something.
What?
Well, stop kidding, will you? Make us some drinks.
What?
We're having a party.
We're gonna have a party.
Another one of my favorite shows, The Lost Discs.
He's here with us now at our Lost Discs
what?
Radio Masquerade Ball.
Yes, The Lost Discs.
I am now 1 foot from the microphone.
What?
A tequila action there.
45!
Wait on!
Always remember,
Lost Discs Radio.
Now that's cheapness.
We don't mess around!
I am now 3 feet from the microphone.
Alright, are you creeped out yet?
Squaresville!
What?
Doc, are you creeped out yet?
If I had a radio, I'd be listening to the Lost Discs Radio Show.
The Lost Discs Radio Show.
Let me tell you something.
Hey!
What?
Give you the score.
Lost Discs is a nut.
Hey!
What?
Let me tell you something.
The way dear old dad used to.
Dr. Doc Brown.
What?
It could represent a choking hazard.
Solid gold.
Now you're creeped out. Admit it.
What?
The Lost Discs.
Will you just admit that you're creeped out?
No.
Radio show.
What?
You're creeped out.
No, I'm done.
Yes, the Lost Discs Radio Show.
What?
Let me tell you something.
Lost Discs Radio.
What are you laughing about?
There was blood on the saddle, blood on the ground.
See the cowboy all dressed in red. Went to the graveyard, they lost his head. There was blood on the saddle, blood on the ground. Great big bulbs of blood all around.
Lost Disc Radio.
Beware of the blob.
Okay, man. It's okay, everybody. Calm down. If you're not stoned yet, you are now, if you're listening to that action. Tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show, giving it to you straight right here on October 28th, 2005, man. The incredible sounds of July making the rounds. And before that, it was the Small Faces. Yeah, man. Small Faces with Matt John off the Ogden's Nut Gone Flake
LP. Somebody else who was in Small Faces.
1968, man.
Don't tell me. Was it Rod Stewart?
he came later. He was in the like the new Small Faces.
But I was right.
Yeah, he came.
So I was going to say Keith Moon, but then
he
I
came out of that at some point. Yeah. Huh. Why? What? What? So what, man? What?
I was just saying. I was testing my memory.
What are you saying, man? Them's fighting.
It
words.
Was like a memory quiz, like concentration.
Hey. All right. But check this out, Doug. Before that, we were spinning a record called Batmobile from the Campers off the Cameo Parkway label. Now, before that, dig this, folks. It was Screamin' Lord Sutch with Jack the Ripper. And, of course, now before that, it was Joe August giving his version of The Blob.
Wait a minute. You played something from July and something from August.
You dig? You dig what I'm saying?
All right.
Not only that, but before that, Doc, stand by. Before that, we played The October Country with My Girlfriend is a Witch.
So it's turning into a monthly themed show.
It's every month you're going to get stoned with Lost Discs Radio. This is our Halloween.
Hey, I'd like to request September Morn by Neil Diamond.
Yeah, come on. Hey, go to hell, Doc.
Let's get jiggy with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're digging the Lost Disc Radio Show tonight on October 28th, 2005. A lot of people were digging it on the email. Wait, there's another email coming in. Oh, all right. You know, the guy in Eastern Tennessee. Hey, that guy in East Tennessee.
Oh, we got to get to the snail mail. We tell people to
send
mail.
Oh, okay. Forget about the guy in East Tennessee. He sent in a real square picture. And the guy in Texas, Rabishu, says, go to hell, forget it. All right. Now, in the P.O. box this week, I went down and checked it out. Ladies and gentlemen, you can snail mail this program. Or actually, we like to prefer to refer to it as the analog mail. And you drop it in the P.O. box to the Lost Discs Radio Show, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473. And this week I went down there, and there was a letter in the P.O. box, not from Rabishu, thank you very much, who said he would send us something. Some kind of a request for a QSL card, which we'll send you, folks.
Yeah, back to the snail mail, right?
Go ahead, Doc. What did you get in the mailbox?
We got something here from Dale the Mail in the mail, and Dale is from Euclid, Ohio. Like, has anybody ever heard of Euclidean geometry? That's the only reason I can think of.
It's out near Cleveland, man.
Right. So they have a town named after Euclid, the famous geometrist, and geometrician.
Yeah. And so, what does he say? Anything important?
Right. Like, what's somebody who specializes in geometry called, aside from a mathematician? Like,
what's his name?
His name is Dale M. Fisher. We're calling him Dale the Mail.
Dale the Mail Fisher.
Right.
Out of Euclid, Ohio.
Yeah, and so he's all psyched up. He wants one of those chesty QSL cards. He wants it bad.
Oh.
Folks. I have a quote from Dale. It's a good one. It's a good one. It says just like this. Let's see. Oh, about chesty. Regarding chesty. From Dale the Mail. For Dale the Mail, all right. I would request a new QSL card adorned by Chesty, please.
Dale, it's coming.
Ooh. All right, see how Dale was getting to that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to sign off here tonight.
Yes,
all
this man, I got to check out this chick's action.
That's right, man. You can check out our college intern Chesty's chest on our fabulous QSL cards. All you've got to do is be in touch with us. Lost Discs Radio Show, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473.
USA!
USA. Let us know what transmitter you caught us on, 7.415 megahertz or 5.1105 megahertz. 5.110 megahertz on the WBCQ transmitter. Or dig us on the email, of course, all week long. It's lost@wbcq.us. Happy Halloweener, folks. And we'll dig in next week live. Lost Discs Radio Show.